Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, Paulie just dropped a bombshell on us here. We're talking about fast food and what constitutes fast food. We've had this discussion all morning long, on and off, about fast food and Shake Shack and In-N-Out. I don't know what else is under that umbrella, but McLovin loves Shake Shack, and then I said to Paulie, well, then what constitutes fast food? Does it how fast does it have to be if you're going to have fast food? And Paulie then dropped the bombshell.
Well, fast food almost has to have a drive-through. That's what makes it fast food. That's part of what makes it fast food.
Wait, you're now modifying that. You said you can't have a drive-through.
You have to have a drive-through to be classified
okay.
as fast food.
Okay.
Like, seating like Five Guys. That's not the fastest fast food. There's deep lines. It takes a while to get their meal together. It's high-end fast food. That's like a special category. It's a newer, cleaner-looking, nicer-feeling, much more expensive fast food.
Right. There's a lot of things against Five Guys in this category because, right, it's not fast, it is expensive, and it's good. So that should take it out of the fast food category just on those three things alone.
Taco Bell is classic fast food in every way. You eat it late at night, drive through. It's very, very, very cheap. Chipotle is like corporate fast food for corporate lunches.
Mm. Yeah, McLovin.
They don't have drive through at Chipotle most places.
So nor do they at Shake Shack.
No, but those are fast. Chipotle is fast food in my opinion.
It's new age fast food, right?
There you go.
Like McDonald's fast food.
So then is Dig In, is that fast food? If Chipotle is, so Dig In is like if you don't have it in your area, you sort of go through that same line where you wait and then they'll get you a bowl of food of whether it's like I'll take the farro and the chicken and the broccoli or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you go through it's just I think it appears to be more healthy fast food.
Dig In, not fast food, though they move the line really fast. There's way too many choices. There's too many people involved with it. You know, fast food, there should be a speaker where you can't hear the person. That always a good sign of a classic fast
food. So you're just going based on nostalgia, really?
No, speed, cost.
But how fast is fast, and how fast is not fast enough to be fast food?
I guess there's categories of it, but like McDonald's and Shake Shack are not in the same category.
Yeah, I would agree.
It's just a different.
I haven't had Shake Shack. I've never had Shake Shack.
Chat Row.
Whoa.
Someone just said the term fast casual, which is maybe a whole other category that we might be talking about.
Yeah, we're open enough.
Fast casual.
Yeah, McLovin.
Chick-fil-A fast food, right?
Yeah.
That's a good one, too. Have you had that recently?
No.
Oh, man.
But Chick-fil-A has the novelty of it started in the South, and you had to be in the South to get it, which made it kind of like a niche that you aspire to get.
Hmm. Did we solve anything here?
No.
I didn't think so.
What was your favorite fast food growing up, Tanner? What was the one by your house where you're like, Dad's putting us in the car, we're going to get a bite?
Well, that never happened.
Oh.
So, and my dad's dead, so why are you bringing this up, Paul?
You never did McDonald's. You guys didn't do McDonald's as a family? Or?
Oh, we did, but there was never where Dad loaded us up and said, we're going to McDonald's. That never happened. Unless it was our birthday and that's what you chose as your meal. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, see, it was like a special thing. Like, last day of school, let's go to McDonald's. And we'd be like, oh, my God, this is the best. We're going to get a Big Mac. Or, like, my dad would always get a fish filet. We'd be like, what? But he never wanted to get a Coke there because he's like, why? We have it at home. Why would we get it here? And you're like, dude, no. Come on.
There was a McDonald's across the street from ESPN. And I remember going over there with somebody, and he ordered quite a bit of food and didn't need to be ordering quite a bit of food. And then he said, and I'll take a Diet Coke too. And I went, like, why bother with the Diet Coke? You just ordered the left side of the menu here. Yeah, Paul.
There's some fast food places that are only in certain areas, like, you know, Fatburger, Whataburger, those kind of places. There's a place called Culver's, a smaller chain called Culver's. I think it started in Wisconsin. And they have ice cream and really good burgers. And they put like a pat of butter on the burger, which is a big thing in Wisconsin. But you can't find them for the most part unless you're in Wisconsin. It's real tease.
But that's not fast food.
It is.
Do they have a drive-thru?
They do.
Then that's fast food. Yes, Todd.
The original chicken sandwich at Burger King is really good. And the fact that they have onion rings, that's something to consider. As good as the McDonald's french fries are, Burger King onion rings.
When's the last time you had fast food?
A couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
I probably shouldn't have, about 2 weeks ago.
Well, that's just when you came back to work because you were at home then.
Right, yeah, normally I wouldn't, now that I'm out already, I made a questionable stop after putting gas in my car.
Well, Fritzy does that all the time, though, because he won't eat lunch, and then you'll stop and get fast food on the way home.
Which is a big mistake.
Yes, you do.
And Jersey Mike's is awesome, but that's not a drive-through situation, so that would be off.
Is Subway fast food?
Yes.
Because but there's no drive-through.
There is now. Not all of them. A lot of them have drive-thrus.
Very few have drive-thrus. Very few. Yeah, McLovin.
Burger King has a new plant-based burger, Dan. Maybe we could entice
you. Oh, no,
you
I've seen
that.
The commercial, but I haven't been to Burger King. Seton, last time you had fast food?
Man, it's been a lot. Within maybe like probably a calendar year for sure.
Yeah.
But I can't even remember the last time.
Paulie?
Maybe 10, 12 years? Like Taco Bell, Burger King?
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably 2005 or 6.
Sort of the core four there.
if you're looking at those.
Wendy's?
I've had Shake Shack, but like maybe 4 years ago.
McLovin? It feels like Paul is just removing the places he likes from the fast food conversation so he could be like, I don't eat fast food.
Yeah.
It's been about a decade.
McLovin?
Shake Shack this weekend. The kids love it.
Yeah.
But also, I used to go, you know, there's a Wendy's near, especially where the old man cave was.
Yeah.
And I would drive home and I'd get chili to go and a Diet Coke. You know that Wendy's. So, yeah, that was my go-to. I think you can eat a little bit of healthy stuff there and be fine if that's a concern.
Jamie in North Carolina. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, Dan, 6'4", 215. I'm a chef here in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I was just thinking, I don't want to bother anybody by what they call this fast food one or fast food two quality. But I would say that Five Guys is a little bit step above just because they take whole potatoes, cut them, you know, soak them in water there, fry them. They take burger meat, they make it into their burger mounds and cook it on the grill there. Whereas like Burger King, McDonald's, they just take frozen stuff, let it sit out, and then throw it on the grill.
Yeah, see.
It's like another step.
Yeah, see.
It is interesting because, and I kind of agree with this, because, right, Five Guys is a place that uses actual real food to make their products. So, right, they actually use potatoes for their French fries, and they actually use, like, actual beef for their hamburgers. Yeah. So, yeah, that should remove them from the fast food conversation.
All right. Well, thank you, Jamie. Steve in Florida. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Dan, again, honor privilege, 6 feet, 180. The best fast food has got to be White Castle. I was brought up to it in the city. Now I'm down here chilling in Florida, and it's great. And, you know, that's all I wanted to say. You guys are great, man. What can I say about you guys? Hall of Fame, all 4 years, you know?
Well, thank you, Steve. There's five of us. But who's not in the
Hall
of Fame?
Who's not a Hall of Famer?
Oh, man.
Boom. There you go. Hour two.
Okay.
Who's not a Hall of Famer?
Well, I'm going into the Hall of Fame.
You're a real Hall of Famer.
I'm. The ceremony hasn't happened because of the virus. I couldn't do that. It was supposed to be at the end of the month. Yes, Tom.
I think I'm solid but improving. I'm going to get there. You know, I'm trying to catch up to
you
guys.
Out of you four guys, who's not a Hall of Famer?
At what?
I don't know. Steve said, hey, you four guys are Hall of Famers.
I think a better question is, who is a Hall of Famer?
Well, three of you are, apparently, if you're joining me. Yes, Eden.
I think it's probably me who's not the Hall of Famer. Because most people have absolutely no idea what I do here. And they're like, why is he even there?
Yeah,
so
but
I'm going to say me. Although I have a great laugh, okay? I get a lot of mileage on that. But other than that, not really a lot that I can hang my hat on publicly.
Like, that'd be like saying you're Draymond Green to the Warriors. It doesn't happen without him.
And I'm very unlikable, too. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
That, Draymond. That's
fairly good.
Kick people in the groin occasionally.
Yeah. Yes, McClellan.
I want to change the subject here. So the Hall of Fame was supposed to be at the end of this month. I still have not heard any... What's about your Hall of Fame induction was supposed to be at the end of the month. You never talked about us coming down. What happened there? Were we going to be invited to the Hall of Fame induction? I was curious.
I don't... Well, they canceled this a long time ago.
Right.
But I don't know. I didn't even want to go. I don't want to get up there and blab on. I don't know. I don't know.
You could do a Jordan roast everyone.
No. I don't want to do that.
You're great at those speeches. It would have been awesome.
Yeah, I don't want to be roasting people up there. Yeah, but I don't know if we were going to go or not. I don't know. It's in North Carolina, and I don't know. Yeah, see.
If it's a pay-your-own-way thing, I might cut down the attendance quite a bit.
All right, well, I know the back row's not going.
Well, I was assumed that we were flying private on your dime. That was assumed.
No. Oh, it's going to be private from your bank account, your private bank account.
Private zooming in from our house.
Yeah, there's no jet involved in this.
Costas isn't flying down to us again?
No, we're not affiliated with AT&T or NBC anymore. This is my money, my dime. If I said you guys had to fly yourself down to North Carolina for the Hall of Fame induction ceremony for me, who is paying to go down?
Oh, I'm definitely paying to go down, Dan. I wouldn't miss it for the world, bud.
That's the right answer, Seton.
That's the answer you give when something's not happening.
Yeah. So I'll remember
that. Hey, buddy, I'm right there. I am definitely paying my own way to go there.
Next year.
Wouldn't miss it for the world.
Next year at the ceremony.
Wouldn't miss it for the world.
I can count on Seton. Paulie?
What he said.
Fritzy, there is no way you're paying.
If it's a nice hotel and a buffet dinner involved, I'll take care of the flight.
No, you got to pay your own way.
Everything.
Yes. You're not on scholarship. Like, you're a grown-ass man.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing I would go to.
That's debatable.
You're a grown...
Something.
Yeah.
According to my age, I'm a grown man.
Yeah. Yes,
that's about it.
Forget the money. Now, what size plane do you get on to get there? Because I have a little issue with those small
prop
planes.
Prop planes, I don't like.
Yeah, it's a prop plane trip for sure, right?
Well, no, we could fly into, I don't know how far it is from like Charlotte. And, you know, we could go direct into Charlotte and then we could take a car.
Why don't we take the Airstream?
No, we're not going to take the Airstream and drive down. Yes, Paulie.
Flights are cheap these days. New York to Charlotte, I can get you in for under $120.
Yeah, but the ceremony's not this year.
If you buy it now, the change fee is like $50. I think.
Yeah.
Well, you got to have us at that speech. Come
I don't
on.
Have to.
What if you have jokes at the beginning? We'll guarantee
no, I'm
a
not
laugh.
Fritzy. I don't need somebody to laugh. I don't have to, you know, invite my fans so they'll laugh.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Okay. Well, if you don't need a laugher, then.
But whoever goes gets to come on stage and say nice things about me. Does anybody want to come on stage at the Hall of Fame induction ceremony?
Could we do a roast instead of saying nice
if
things?
If you want to.
That's a whole
But you
story.
Are afraid you won't get back on stage, so.
Here we go.
Well, wait. If you get on stage and if you want to get on stage, you can roast me. If you come down, you can roast me. Okay. And here's the thing. Everybody wants to follow you because they know they're going to be.
Unfortunately, that's accurate.
You know, Paulie's like, oh, I'm going right after Fritzy.
I'll do 3 minutes after Todd. Expedia right now, you can get a flight from New York City to Charlotte. This is not joking. With taxes. Hold on. $34.68 round trip. That's less than a tank of gas.
Charlotte's one of those airports, by the way, that's been under construction for the last 25 years. You ever notice that? Every time you land in Charlotte, it's always under construction.
But they have a Bojangles down there at the airport.
Yeah, they do.
Which is high end.
Now, Popeye's is fast food, right?
Yes.
And then I just found out, I don't know why they couldn't afford an apostrophe for Popeye's. Okay? Like, that bothered me.
Because he does own the restaurant. Ownership. The apostrophe would be the ownership, right, Andrew?
It's Popeye's would have an apostrophe.
No, but it's not Popeye from the Popeye, right?
No, it's from Popeye Doyle from the French Connection.
Oh, it is? Okay.
I believe.
He loved Southern
Apparently,
chicken?
Apparently, yes, he did. Red beans and rice.
Oh.
But it's Popeye's with an apostrophe. But it's not. I think the owner says he couldn't afford the apostrophe. I think that's his line there. But I was just curious about that. Let me see. I got people fired up to talk about baseball. You know, I'll get to those phone calls after I talk to Mark Grace, the former Cub great, won a world title with the Diamondbacks. I wanted to get his thoughts on 1998 with McGuire and Sosa because he was there. He was Sammy's teammate, and he was at first base when McGuire hit the home run to break Roger Maris's record, and he congratulated him as he rounded first. So we'll talk to Gracie coming up. Poll question, McLovin, what are we going with?
I already put up, if I could guarantee you one, NFL goes off without a hitch and roll the dice with baseball, or some sort of season and playoffs for baseball, roll the dice with NFL. It's pretty close, actually. 61% said NFL season without a hitch. I would have thought everyone would vote NFL.
My friend Teddy, who used to be in the restaurant business, he says quick service restaurants, McDonald's, Subway, Burger King, fast casual, Chipotle, Panera Bread, Shake Shack, casual restaurant, TGI Fridays, Chili's, and Outback. Ooh, I'm already getting some head shaking on the other side. Paulie agrees, Seton doesn't.
Mostly good qualifications there.
Oh, no, I agree with his qualifications.
Oh, I thought you were shaking your head.
Yeah, yeah.
TGI Fridays and Chili's, they feel like they're fast food. Even though they're not, you have to sit down.
They're fast sit down.
Yeah. Outback feels like it's a little bit more removed from that, I think.
Because they have a Bloomin' Onion?
Yes, they do. And I've never had the Bloomin' Onion. You're like, oh, you got to try the Bloomin' Onion. No, I don't.
There was a while, though, there where the Outback was a thing.
At ESPN, because we had no restaurants there.
Yeah.
People would be like, did you hear they opened up an Outback? I was like, oh, man, are you kidding me? We've got it made. I'm going to stay at ESPN another 15 years. Yeah, Paul.
I've always thought the voiceover guy for Outback is an American actor doing an Australian accent because it doesn't sound like a real Australian accent. I bet if we did a deep dive, you'd find that out.
You're calling out the voiceover guy for Outback.
I am. Who's with me?
I'm not with you. I don't want to go against those people. I don't want them mad at me.
Why? What type of fallout are we expecting from Paul's controversial take here?
You don't know.
Barred from the premises.
You don't know. All right, we'll take a break. Did you check in with Mark Grace, Todd?
I did.
And he's awake? He's in Arizona.
He is awake, and he'll be joining us, I guess, I'm guessing, about
yes,
7, 8 minutes.
Do I submit that entire last segment for the Emmys for next year, or do I cut it down a little bit? How do you want this done? The whole I think the whole thing as is.
How about we just record something, and then...
Something emotional?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't... If you pay and you want to go, then you can go, but I don't know if I'm going to go next year. I don't know. I feel weird standing up there and, you know, talking about myself. Yeah, McLovin.
By the way, confirmed, it is Popeye Doyle and Popeye's chicken, which is, to me, the most bizarre thing I've heard all day. I had never heard that.
I know a lot of stuff, and most of the stuff is not pertinent to anything, but that's just another classic example of, man, he knows a lot of stupid stuff.
Hall of Famer.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. 19 after the hour, we'll take a stroll down memory lane with Mark Grace. About 1998's home run chase. And I will get to the baseball phone calls because I want to ask Gracie about baseball and where we're headed here. Get his thoughts on that. 19 after the hour, this is the Dan Patrick Show. You check things all the time, like your email, your Instagram. Check something important. When did you check your credit last? Your FICO credit score. That's the score used by 90% of top lenders. It's free. You don't have to be a customer. Checking your score won't hurt your credit. And you can check each month for changes. It's called the Discover Credit Scorecard. Discover Credit Scorecard, he said. Free for everyone. Learn more at discover.com/creditscorecard. Discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I saw this tweet from Chris Collinsworth, of course, Sunday Night Football analyst. This on Pro Football Focus. Browns could be a problem this year. Nick Chubb running, OBJ healthy, a fired up Baker with legit protection, surprise team. Chris is really smart. That is not insightful at all. The Cleveland Browns would not be a surprise team. they better be good this year. Because if they're not, OBJ could be gone. Baker Mayfield could be on his way out, too. But, yeah, the Browns will be a problem this year in a good way. Yeah, McLevin.
But I think he's pointing at something. Guys have moved on. People have moved on from the Browns after a year. There's not a lot of hype, you know.
Do you think the Browns would be a surprise team if they won 9 or 10 games this year?
Yeah, a little bit. I think they'd be preceded. I bet their over-under is, what, 7.5, 8?
Well, if they don't make the playoffs, that's the surprise for me with the Cleveland Browns.
I think that you're probably a little more bullish than the people are talking about Drew Lock. Like everybody's, there's new hype. I mean, there's new teams being hyped.
Well, I know that we do that every year. We don't stay long on a team, and then we move on. And Denver is going to be the flavor of the month there for a little while with Drew Lock, and you know he's got some wide receivers. But the Browns, they would be a surprise if they don't make the playoffs. I was reminiscing with Mark Grace last night, former Cubs Diamondbacks All-Star first baseman, and reflecting back on the 1998 home run chase. Mark, of course, didn't hit home runs, but he had a great seat for by choice, right, Gracie? You didn't hit home runs back then?
Hey, Sammy and I combined for 83 home runs that year. He had 66 and I had 17. Hey, that was a 1-2 punch if you ask me.
All right, what do you, if I say 1998... and that home run chase, like what's one thing that you remember the most about that?
Oh my goodness. Can I give you three things?
Sure.
That I remember about it? Because, you know, 98 was obviously it was a big deal. Sammy and McGuire and the home runs and the excitement over that. And every single one of their ABs was going on ESPN and it was a big deal. But also for me, that year, the rookie emergence of Kerry Wood was a huge deal in Chicago and in baseball. You know, he had struck out 20. Him and I think Bob Feller are the only two to ever strike out their age. And that was – think about that. You know, and so that was a big deal. Then obviously a big deal for me and Chicago and the Cubs was the postseason. You know, we were in contention all year. We ended up winning a one-game playoff against the San Francisco Giants to go and meet the Braves, and we lost to the Braves in the next series. But, you know, three of the biggest stories in baseball were going on in Chicago: the home run chase, Kerry Wood and his rookie of the year campaign, and then the Cubs being in the postseason.
That day with Kerry Wood, I think it's the greatest performance I've ever seen. Because that was what, Kerry Wood's fourth or fifth start. He's facing the Astros. They had a really good hitting lineup.
And they had a great hitting lineup, yes.
And I saw a guy throw a frisbee that day. And not many pitchers can throw a frisbee. Kerry Wood threw a frisbee that day. And I don't think they had any chance. I mean, you're there at first base. I don't know what you remember about that. But those were grown men who had no chance against Kerry Wood.
Two Hall of Famers in Bagwell and Biggio, more great hitters in Derek Bell, Moise Salou. You know, they had a great lineup. So that said, I remember I told people, you know, after about the second inning, I was just like, you know what? I can go out there and put my glove on my head, and because these guys aren't hitting the ball. They're not going to hit the ball. If they fouled one off, we were like, man, is Kerry all right?
That was one of the.
I think the metrics, you know, the propeller heads have said that is the greatest game ever pitched in the modern era.
Yep.
So I mean, you guys know more about metrics than I do. So I'm not going to argue with it.
The home run chase with, I don't know if McGuire enjoyed it, but you were around Sammy every day. And it felt like Sammy was starting to eat this up. He was enjoying it a lot more than Mark McGuire. McGuire said he felt all this pressure. But what was Sammy like during that that year?
No, he was loving every second of it. And once again, it was not only was it him, but it was also our team. So we were all into it because we were winning games and going for the postseason. Sammy was going for the postseason and also going for the home run record. And it was he loved every second of it. And we we all got into it. I mean, it was a big deal. It was a really big deal. But you're right. Sammy was the one always with a smile on his face, and it seemed like Mac, whom I've known, you know, since college. He was at USC when I was at San Diego State, and it just, you know, he's a good dude, and he's a fun loving guy. But he did have a bit of a sourpuss attitude about it, I would say.
Yeah, I look back on that, and I remember when McGuire broke the record, Roger Maris's record, and you were at first base, and you congratulated him, which I think opened the door for all of your teammates in the infield to congratulate him. Did you catch any grief for congratulating McGuire after he homered?
Oh, there was a few people, you know, local diehard Chicago Cub people, you know, that thought it was BS on my part to do it. But I just hearken back when I was a kid, and I think we all, people our age, Dan, all remember where we were when Hank Aaron broke Babe Ruth's record with 715. I remember when he was running the bases, I saw Davey Lopes shake his hand after he hit the home run off Al Downing, and I thought, you know what, that's all right, you know. And then when Mac did it, it wasn't so much about, you know, showing up Steve Trax or showing up anybody. We just witnessed history, man. You know, that nobody else had ever done what Mac did at that time. So, yeah, that was pretty cool, dude. Congratulations.
But,
and if you know what, if you didn't like it, tough S word, you know.
He's Mark Gray's former Cub, Diamondback, All-Star first baseman. But as great as McGuire and Sosa were that year, Barry Bonds was at a different level than we've ever seen in the history of the sport. And so you're at first base when Bonds is up. You're probably not worried about a liner to first. It felt like if Bonds was swinging, he was trying to hit a home run every single time.
He rarely hit a ground ball, that's for sure. He was a pull hitter, but I wasn't too worried about him, you know, Charlie Brown and me with a line drive, because they were usually going over into the drink in McCovey Cove. But the thing with Bonds was, you know, the year that he hit 73, I think, was that the total, 73?
Yeah.
But the year he hit 73, he was intentionally walked so many times. I know Mac and Sosa didn't get intentionally walk near as much as Barry did, and Barry still. So the bottom line, and you know, those last, you know, couple of years for Barry when he was hitting all the home runs, if you didn't walk him, he hit a home run. He didn't hit a single. He didn't hit a double. If you pitched to him, if the catcher got down in his crouch behind the plate, he hit a home run. That was what he did. So basically, I could have put my glove on my head that those days too, because it wasn't coming to me.
Is Sosa ever going to be welcomed back by the Cubs?
That's a great question. I don't really know that whole scenario. I was not in Chicago when that divorce happened. I had left a couple of years earlier, so I don't know exactly what went on in the clubhouse and what went on. I know he got caught with cork in his bat, and then I know he left early on the last game of the season, or he didn't come. I don't know exactly what happened, but you know, I think you know, hell, they welcomed me back. Why wouldn't they welcome back Sammy?
Yeah, but you didn't do anything wrong.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you so much. you've always had my back, and I'm getting a little misty-eyed now that you said that.
Yeah.
When I left, it wasn't under the greatest of circumstances. They have their side of the story. I have my side of the story, and there's always a third side of the story. So that said, yeah, it was. And when Sammy left, there was a little more tension as far as how he behaved and how things went. I wish I had a better answer, because I wasn't there. I was busy out in Arizona, you know, finishing up my career. But I don't really know other than that. But I would say, you know, for the Cubs' sake and for Sammy's sake, I think, you know, welcoming him back would probably make a lot of Cubs fans happy.
Yeah, but it's kind of hypocritical that the Cubs celebrated those sold-out crowds because, you know, in large part or certainly a pretty good share of Sammy Sosa, a lot of merchandise there. And then now it feels like they're distancing themselves from a PED user. So I don't know if – and it's new ownership there, but I don't know if that factors in at all, Gracie.
Yeah, that's a great point. And it, you know, there's a lot of PED users that that are not banished from their teams. You know, that like you said, you know, all the merchandise, all the crowds that were there to see. Because I remember when the year that Sammy McGuire, I remember if it was like the seventh or eighth inning, and I hit behind Sammy. And Sammy would it's going to be his last at bat, and he'd either hit a homer or he'd hit a single or he'd make an out or whatever he did. If right after his at bat was over with, more than half the crowd would head for the exits. And now hitting Mark Grace, and I'm just seeing a bunch of asses headed to the exits, and I'm just like, hey, wait a minute, you know, I'm pretty good hitter too. Come on, man.
How were you not tempted to use steroids?
I'm going to give you the honest answer, Dan. Okay, I was a single man in Chicago, and that stuff is bad for your get up and go, if you know what I mean. So I wanted to continue to have the ability to get up and go. So that's a big reason. Second of all, I don't think myself, my swing was conducive. I wasn't a fly ball hitter. I hit line drives and ground balls for the most part. If I elevated a line drive, it would go out of the ballpark. So I just don't think that I was never interested in it. And I'm glad I didn't, because now looking back on my career, my numbers were my numbers, not a syringe's numbers. They were my numbers, and I'm proud of that.
2,400 hits, 300 batting average. All right, I told the story about Randy Johnson the other day on the air. When you were in Arizona and you were playing the Cubs, you were in Chicago, and I go to see you in the locker room, you and Luis Gonzalez, and Randy Johnson's pitching that day, and you guys convinced me to go say hello to Randy Johnson. That didn't go well.
Oops.
On game day, I wouldn't talk to him when he wasn't pitching. And knowing what I know now, but you guys go, say hello to Unit, man. Go, kinda, he'd love to, you know, blah, blah, blah. I walked down there, and he just stared at me.
Yeah, he's a barrel hunter from the day. Yeah. We were trying anything we could to try to get in Randy's head or bother him or something. It didn't matter. He still went out and dominated us, and we had no chance. But, you know, somebody asked me the other day, and to compare the two best pitchers of at least, you know, you got to throw Roger Clemens in there too, but two of the best pitchers of our era, Randy Johnson and Greg Maddux. And I'm like, oh, this is interesting. I said, well, do you remember, like, there was two guys that you absolutely hated in high school? You hated the bully that would wait for you in the bathroom and steal your lunch money. You hated that guy. Well, that was Randy Johnson on the mound. Randy was a big bully that would steal your lunch money. And then Greg Maddux, he was like the valedictorian that got 100 on every test and set the curve at 100. And you hated that guy too. That was Greg Maddux. So what they had in common is they were the two guys you hated like in high school. But one was the bully reason, and the other one was the valedictorian reason.
I know that we've told this story. We had Maddux on when he told this story, when he got a little more excited on the mound than you would normally expect somebody to get excited.
I told him he really loves pitching.
His get up and go. So you're at first base, and when do you notice that Greg Maddux is – he went from 6 o'clock to midnight?
Well, he threw a pitch. I remember he was kind of favoring, like, you know, if a pitcher or any player kind of pulls a groin or you know they start walking strange. So, man, there's our bread and butter guy out there, our Cy Young guy. I run to the mound. I'm like, you okay, dude? And he's like, Gracie, just stand in front of him. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, what's going on? And he told me basically how excited he was to be pitching that day. And and I told him, I said, well, you just love pitching, don't you? And he told the wrong guy too, because, you know, I'm not going to keep that to myself. that's a story that had to be shared. Exactly.
Oh my God.
So needless to say, he went on to bigger and better things, I guess you could say, after that. But that was, it's just one more thing that, you know, you can't believe these things actually happened in the game, but they did. and it's amazing.
You went through a lockout and a strike, I believe. And here we are with toying with 50 games. We going to have baseball?
Well, I think they better, because, you know, this unprecedented, you know, coronavirus stuff, you know, it's just decimated, not only baseball, it's decimated sports. You know, I never realized how much I loved watching sports on TV until they were all taken away. Geez, I was watching Matt Williams manage Korean baseball for all the time. And I'm sorry, but you watch those games and you just realize, man, Major League Baseball needs to come back. And that said, I went through two. I was locked out one time and I went on strike one time. And, you know, the replacement players and all that, it was a disaster and, you know, all that. But I just recall both times that I went on strike, the court of public opinion, no matter what is said and no matter what is done, owners are the bad guys. No, players are the bad guys. You know, they're going to point fingers at each other. But the court of public opinion, Dan, and I think you'll agree with me, is always, always against the players. 90% of the fans are blame the players anytime there's a work stoppage. And I think Tony Clark and his crew, I think they understand that, but they need to really understand it, because this is an important one, don't you think?
Yeah. Because attendance has been dropping. And, you know, fans, they move on eventually. When they don't feel like a league, a sport invests in them or cares about them, you know, after a while, and, you know, that you got the oldest target demo in all the sports is your baseball fan. And, you know, you're flirting with a whole generation that you're just moving on past. And it's unfortunate. Really is.
Well, yeah. And you know, the game was losing fans because the beauty of the game, especially on the offensive end, is going away. You know, it's all launch angle. It's all, you know, this launch angle and spin rate and all these things have led to record shattering home runs and record shattering strikeouts. So that kind of, after a while, you know, the beauty of the hit and run or the suicide squeeze or, you know, it's just, or the stolen base. It's like there's only, you know, a handful of guys that steal bases anymore. So that part of the game is gone. And I think a lot of fans, especially the older fans, they miss the beauty of baseball, and are becoming a little bored with, you know, the all or nothing thing that baseball has become offensively.
Good to visit with you, and stay in touch.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Have a great rest of your day. Tell the boys I said hello.
That's Gracie, Mark Grace, a former Cub great, Diamondback great, and won a World Series there. We'll take a break, and he batted cleanup off the field, too, just letting you know. He was a five-tool player. All right, we'll take a break. Phone calls coming up right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered, and the best trading card brands, Prizm, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I saw this on TMZ's website. Todd McFarlane, he bought the Mark McGwire baseball. $3 million, the baseball that broke Roger Maris's all-time home run record. And he bought it for, he paid $2.7 million for it. But after taxes and fees, he dropped a little over $3 million. I was curious what it's worth now, and TMZ Sports had some information from some people who deal in memorabilia. Its current value is around $250,000 to $300,000. Barry Bonds' 73rd home run, the all-time single-season high, that brought in about $500,000. But McFarlane got caught up, and he's got the money, but he got caught up in 1998 with the home run chase, and he bought that ball for $3 million and now worth about $250,000 to $400,000. A couple of phone calls in there. I'd never heard Mark Grace, why he didn't use steroids. So the actual reason, not joking, was that he wanted to be able to have some get up and go off the field. I'd never heard that. So if Gracie had been married at that time, he'd have 200 more home runs and probably be in the Hall of Fame, is what he would have been able to do there. Mike in New York. Mike, thanks for holding. What do you have?
Hey, guys. That was a fantastic interview with Mark Grace.
I just wanted to talk baseball without any of this other nonsense. So I hope people, appreciate that, because I just wanted to celebrate the game a little bit instead of talking about all this negativity. So thank you, Mike. What's
immensely,
on your mind?
Immensely, and that's, I think that's the concern. They baseball should be fearing out of sight, out of mind. You know, the game is already disappearing in about 40 AA markets. Premier League is about to start up. NHL is about to start up. And for me, those are all in sports for me. You know, of course, football and basketball. What are they going to do? I think folks like me with a family of five, I'm a non-traditional, I don't have season tickets to baseball. Folks like me, families like me, they will find another outlet for their entertainment dollar.
I know, and it's a great point, Mike, and I appreciate the phone call. And I'm sure baseball understands it, but they're stuck in, right now, myopic view, and it's dangerous. Brett in California. Hey, Brett.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, bud.
I could listen to you talk story with Grace all day.
Good man. He's a good dude. He really is. This is how goofy he is. I joked about how slow he was, and he stole a base. I was in left field, he stole a base. He got up to dust himself off, and he pulled his pants down a little bit to moon me in left field, because I'm there as a fan, and he just wanted to say, I can steal bases. He stole 70 bases in his career, but in that moment, he mooned me when I was in left field just to say, take that. So what's on your mind, Brett?
You know, Jeff Passan put out an article last night considering MLB, and there were a couple points I wanted to point out to you and just get your thoughts on them.
Okay.
I feel like with, you know, the owners, they're making a lot of money in these franchises or they wouldn't own them, and yet there's no transparency, and I think that's what the problem with the players are. They think the owners are making tons of money and they want to get their piece, so when the owners are coming back saying, we're not making any money, we got to cut your salaries, they don't believe them.
Yep. Yep. You're not going to get total transparency. Sorry, Brett, we're up against the break. But and I understand that. The owners don't want to open their books. It's just not pretty. And I don't know who the grown-up in the room is. And that's what it's going to take. Maybe a couple of them. Final hour coming up. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.